Blog Talk Radio.
Coming forth
from the Godhead in the name of Jesus. We thank God for this evening as we want to say acknowledgement to all those that are listening by way of Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Skype, Blog Talk, and YouTube. We also like to acknowledge those that are listening into the chat room as well. And then those that will eventually venture off into the archives, we want to praise God for you as well and say God bless you in Jesus' name. We thank God in Jesus' name for allowing us to come before you on this evening with an awesome message on the Godhead in the name of Jesus. We thank you for rendering us this opportunity to come and to confirm that there is only one God of the Old Testament in the name of Jesus and the New Testament in the name of Jesus. So bring your Bible and let us share in what the Word of God is saying about there being one God in the name of Jesus. Before we go further, let us take a moment and pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we come before you on this evening time hour, Father God, we come once again humbling ourselves before you, as always, as we have so often in the past, to give you praise, honor, and glory for just who you are and all of what you have done. Father God, we thank you because we know that there is only but one God in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for allowing us to be able to come forth on this evening with that teaching and the clarity of there being that of just one God. According to your word, as we come forth on this evening, Father God, I ask that you speak to me and speak through me and allow your anointing and your spirit to just manifest on this teaching for those to hear and receive what thus saith the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus we pray, amen. We thank you for joining us on this evening. If you'd like to call in, praise God, after we open up the lines, once we do, feel free at the number of 929-477-2299. If we open up the line later on in the show, we do want to acknowledge, praise God, if you'd like to support our ministry here at Monument of Hope and Deliverance, feel free, in the name of Jesus, to send your love offering in the name of Jesus to 901 North 5th Street, Springfield, Illinois, 62702. That's 901 North 5th Street, Springfield, Illinois, 62702. In the name of Jesus. We also would like to acknowledge that Pastor Shaw and Lady Diane Shaw Ministry and Friends also have a prayer line go live every morning from Monday through Friday, from Pacific to Eastern time. That's from East West Coast to the East Coast. That Pacific time at 7 a.m. in the morning, and Mountain at 8 a.m. in the morning to 8:30 a.m. Then we have Central Standard Time from 9 o'clock a.m. to 9:30 a.m. And then Eastern Standard Time is from 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Luke chapter 18, verse 1 says, men ought to always pray and not faint in the name of Jesus. We thank you for joining us again on today as we go forward into our teaching. We thank God for this opportunity that he's given us this evening. In Jesus' name, let us begin. One of the most misunderstood of the Bible truths today is the doctrine of the Godhead. The most universally accepted view of the Godhead in its denominations today is the teaching of the Trinity. You see, this view basically states that God is three distinct persons who are co-equal in power, knowledge, and existence. The word Trinity is never mentioned in the Bible, but the word Trinity, as we mentioned, the existence is of one God, is mentioned many times in Scripture. Why is it important to know about the Godhead? Well, according to the Word of God in John chapter 8, verse 24, Jesus said, and I quote, I said, therefore, unto you, that you shall die in your sins. For if you believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. The Godhead, according to the Bible, is acknowledging praise also reads of Jesus saying, all things are delivered to me of my Father, and no man knoweth who the Son is but the Father, and who the Father is but the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal him. And we read that out of the book of Luke, chapter 10, verse 22. Now, these verses tell us that if we don't want to die in our sins, we must know who Jesus is. And the only way to know who Jesus is by revelation from Jesus himself. Never receive the revelation for yourself. It is our hope that this lesson will give you the knowledge to receive for yourself the true Bible doctrine of the oneness of God. Now, we want to talk about God in the Old Testament. Now, see, many times in our version of the Old Testament, the word God or Lord is used in place of the name which is used by the writers. Some of the Hebrew names for God are Iz, which stands for strength, mighty, almighty, which denotes deity. Eloah, derived from Iz, always refers to deity. And then we have Elohim, a plural form of Eloah, the word used most often to denote God. The Hebrew plural is intensive, denoting God's greatness, majesty, and many different attributes, not the polarity of God's. Adonai, Lord. Asher-Iah, he says, I am that I am. Then we have Yahweh, which is God, Lord, or Jehovah, and Jehovah, I should say. Then we have El Elyon, Most High God. Then we have El Shaddai. Then we have El Olam, Everlasting God. You see, Yahweh is a redemptive name of God in the Old Testament, and the name that God used to distinguish himself from every other god. It means self-existing one, or the eternal one. In the English, it is translated as Jehovah, due to the way that the Hebrew scribes wrote God's name in their scrolls. You see, the Hebrew language didn't use vav. Instead, when they wrote his name, they used the letters YHWH, okay? So that they wouldn't use his name in vain. It is not commonly spoken. After a long period of time had gone by and the pronunciation of his name was uncertain, the translators had to guess what vowels went between the letters and came up with the vowel of the word Jehovah. So Yahweh in Hebrew or Jehovah in the English means the same thing. Built himself to Moses as I am. Yahweh is our way of speaking to the same about God. Only we should say he is. So Jehovah and Yahweh simply mean he is. Just as God assumed that everyone knew that he is the only one who would say, I am. The people assumed that God was the only one who would be called he is. Both names speak of being eternal and without beginning or end. I want you to understand the Godhead here. God continuously revealed himself to the Old Testament people in different ways, which caused them to use descriptive words along with the name Jehovah. Now, remember that Jehovah, or Yahweh, was many times translated as Lord. He was called in Genesis 22:14, Jehovah Jireh, in the name of Jesus, which means the Lord will provide. And in Genesis chapter 22, verse 14, we are going to journey to this scripture and see precisely what the Word of God is saying. Genesis chapter 22, verse 14 speaks, "And Abraham called the name of the place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen." We recognize that it's Jehovah Jireh, which means the Lord will provide. Now, as we journey over into Exodus, let us go there. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. And the Word of God says here, as is acknowledged, Jehovah Rapha, we see that verse 26 in chapter 15, the Word of God says, "And said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord that healeth thee." Amen. Amen. Now, go to the Word of God, and we get an explanation regarding, praise God, the words associated with Jehovah Rapha. We read that out of the book of Exodus, chapter 15, verse 26, where he is Jehovah Rapha, and the Lord that healed. As we journey over into Judges, we're going to look at a word whom he's called Jehovah Shalom. And we read that in the book of Judges, chapter 6, verse 24. The Word of God says clearly that then Gideon built an altar there unto the Lord, and called it Jehovah Shalom. Unto this day it is yet in Ophrah of the Abiezrites. As we read out of the book of Judges, chapter 24, he is considered Jehovah Shalom, meaning the Lord our peace. Combining the description and the descriptive action with the name Jehovah gave a fuller meaning to his name. It told them more about who God was. We will talk more about this when we look at the God of the New Testament. How many gods in the Old Testament? It's a question. Deuteronomy. Let us go there. Chapter 6, verse 4. The Word of God says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one God." Deuteronomy chapter 6, Israel, the Lord our God is one God. "Ye are my witnesses with the Lord and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there is no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. We read this out of the book of Isaiah, chapter 43, verses 10, 11. As we journey over to Isaiah, while we're in the book of Isaiah, let's go to chapter 44. Here, chapter 44, verse 6, the word of God says that, "Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first, and I am the last, and besides me there is no God." In the name of Jesus, besides me there is no God. And in the same chapter of Isaiah, chapter 44, if we journey down to verse 24, the word of God says clearly that, "Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, and he that formed thee from the womb, I am the Lord that maketh all things, that stretcheth forth the heavens alone, and spreadeth abroad the earth by myself." So, in the name of Jesus, as we continue forth, we're acknowledging the things that are showing the Godhead, praise God. And as we continue to read, we've gone and journeyed to Zechariah chapter 14, verse 9. Here the word of God says that, "And the Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day there shall be one Lord, and his name one." And again, that's out of the book of Zechariah, chapter 14, verse 9. Verse 10, let us go there. And as we reach Malachi, praise God, chapter 2, verse 10, and the word of God says, "Have we not all one Father? Have not one God created us? Why do we deal treacherously, every man against his brother, by profaning the covenant of our fathers?" There are too many verses in the Old Testament that reference them all. But it is clearly stated that one God is Creator, King, the first and the last, and our Savior. Many have tried to say that the name Elohim, which is plural word, is in reference to the Trinity of the Godhead, when the rest of the phrasing in the surrounding verses refer to God in the singular, in the name of Jesus. So we must understand, praise God, for instance, it says in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, "And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness." Genesis chapter 1 and 26. "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let him have dominion over the flesh, fish of the sea, and over the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." But goes on, as the word of God says in verse 27, "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them." No. So how do we explain this portion of scripture, which refers to the plural us and a singular him? We know the Bible says that God is a spirit. Where Abraham or Adam and Eve spirit, we were there as they were in flesh, and where they were both, Adam was made of the dust of the ground, which became his flesh. And then God breathed into Adam the breath of life, which came from the Spirit of God, making Adam both flesh and spirit. Was God flesh and spirit? Not yet. God has all foreknowledge and is not restricted in time as we are. Knowing that man would sin and that he would have no problem to become our Savior, God looked ahead into the future time and saw what he would look like as a man dwelling on this earth. After he decided what he would look like, he made Adam in his likeness, which was the image of Jesus. That's what it was. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature? Let us go to Colossians chapter 1, verse 15. And as we go, we will read chapter 1, verse 15. The Word of God says, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature? Us referred to is God, and the man, Jesus Christ, who is God manifested in the flesh. Not two persons, but two manifestations of the same person of God. Since Jesus was the express image of God, when God made us in Jesus' image, he was making us in his own image. Amen. We want to thank you for joining us on today. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to sum up the things that we read or studied on today. God bless.
We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. Oh, yes. For a saint is just a sinner who fell down. But we couldn't stay there and got up. Say now.
We fall down,
oh,
but we get up.
Get back
we
up.
Fall down.
Yeah,
but we get up,
back up.
We fall down.
Oh, my, my,
we
my. We get back up again.
For
a day is
just
a
sinner.
Oh, yes, we are. But we can't stay there. There's a seed of righteousness inside of us. Oh,
we fall down.
Stay down.
But
we get back up again.
We fall down
sometimes, but we get back up again. Yes, we do it then. Rise back up again.
For the
Not too late.
We get up.
Not too late. matter where you are, no matter what you've done.
You can get back up again.
Get back up again.
Get back up again.
Get back up again.
No matter how far you fall.
Get back up again.
You can get back up again.
Get back up again.
He's waiting on me.
Get back up again.
Get back up again. Oh.
For a
get back up again.
Get back up again.
Get back up again.
Get back up again.
He's waiting on.
Get back up again.
Arms open wide.
Get back up again.
Run to his arms.
Get back up again.
Run to his arms. Oh.
God, today Shaw of Monument of Hope and Deliverance, where hope, and I do mean hope, changes everything. We want to thank you for joining us here on this evening. We're speaking about the Godhead, praise God, in the name of Jesus, according to what the Bible says. We do acknowledge, praise God, those that are listening by way of Twitter and Instagram, those that are on Facebook and Skype. We also remember our Blog Talk family as well as our YouTube family as well. Those that are in a chat room, we also want to acknowledge you as well. God bless you. Thank you for joining us. And we also make acknowledgement about those that are going to venture into the archives later in the day or week. We see that there's been many of those who have joined us after the program had started. So what I'm going to render the opportunity of doing is go back and rehash things that we discussed previously to this point. Praise God. And this is a very important time that we take on speaking about the Godhead, because one of the most misunderstood of the Bible truths today is the doctrine of the Godhead. The most universal accepted view of the Godhead and doctrine today is the teaching of the Trinity. You see, this view basically states that God is three distinct persons who are co-equal in power, knowledge, and existence. We have the word Trinity. It's never mentioned in the Bible, but the existence of one God is mentioned many times in Scripture. Why is it important to know about the Godhead? Well, Jesus said in the book of John, chapter 8, verse 24, again, let us go there. John, chapter 8, verse 24, and the word of God said, I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins. For if you believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. Ye shall die in your sins. We also read of Jesus saying, as we go through many scriptures in the Word of God to explain the Godhead, that in the book of Luke 10, verse 22. And the word of God says that all things are delivered to me of my Father, and no man knoweth who the Son is but the Father, and who the Father is but the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal him. These verses tell us that if we don't want to die in our sins, we must know who Jesus is. And the only way to know who Jesus is by revelation from Jesus himself. Never receive that revelation for yourself. It is our hope that this lesson will give you the knowledge to receive for yourself the true Bible doctrine of the oneness of God. You see, the God of the Old Testament, many times in our version of the Old Testament, the word God or Lord is used in place of the name which was used by the writers. Some of the Hebrew names for God are as these: El, El, which stands for strength, mighty, almighty, which denotes deity; Eloah, which is E-L-O-A-H, derives from El, always refers to deity. And then we have Elohim, plural form of Eloah, a word used most often to denote God. The Hebrew plural is intensive, denoting God's greatness, majesty, and many different attributes, not a polarity of God's. Adonai, A-D-O-N-A-I, stands for Lord. As we continue forth in a Godhead study, we come to the word Yehovah, Asher Yehovah. I am that I am, and that is spelled E-H-E-Y-E-H-A-S-H-R-E-H-I-am. Then we have Yahweh, or Y-H-W-H, which stands for Lord God Jehovah. Then we have Eliel, E-L-E-L-Y-O-N, stands for Most High God. Next, we have El Shaddai, E-L-Dash S-H-A-D-D-A, Almighty God. And then we have, finally, which speak on this, is that El-Dash-Olam. El-Dash-Olam. E-L-Dash-O-L-A-M, which means everlasting God. Yahweh is the redemptive name of God in the Old Testament, and the name of God used in distinction himself forever in every other God. It means self-existing one, or the eternal one. In the English, it was translated as Jehovah due to the way that the Hebrew scribes wrote God's name in their scrolls. The Hebrew language didn't use vowels, see? Instead, when they wrote his name, they did use letters like YH so that they wouldn't use his name in vain. Understand, it was not common. After a long period of time had gone by, the pronunciation of his name was uncertain. The translators had to guess that vowels went between the letters, and came up with the word Jehovah. So Yahweh, which is actually Hebrew, and Jehovah, which is English, mean the same thing. To take it one step further, look, Yahweh is our way of speaking the same about God. Only we would say he is. So Jehovah or Yahweh simply means he is. Just as God assumed that everyone knew that he is the only one who would say, I am. You see, the people assumed that God was the only one who could be called he is. Both names speak of being eternal and without beginning or an end, continuously revealed himself to the Old Testament people in different ways, however, which caused them to use descriptive words along with the same name Jehovah. Remember that Jehovah, Yahweh, was many times translated as Lord. Well, he was called in Genesis chapter 22, verse 14, Jehovah Jireh. Let's go to chapter 22, verse 14 in the book of Genesis and read precisely what it says. The word God says here that, and Abraham called the name of the place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, and Mount of the Lord it shall be seen. In the name of Jesus. You see, he says this Jehovah Jireh means the Lord will provide. But as the journey over in Exodus, let's look at chapter 15, verse 26. And as we read, the word says, and said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, the Lord that healeth thee. So when we see Exodus chapter 15, verse 26, Jehovah Rapha is the Lord that heals. Now, when we go over to Judges chapter 6, verse 24, we read the word of God says, and Gideon built an altar there unto the Lord and called it Jehovah Shalom. Unto this day it is yet in Ophrah, Bizerites. Now, Jehovah Shalom, meaning the Lord our peace. See, combining our descriptive action with the name of Jehovah gave a fuller meaning to his name. It told them more about who God was. And we will talk more about when we look at the God of the New Testament. Okay? But for now, how many gods in the Old Testament? When we look at the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verse 4, the word of God says that Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verse 4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one God. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is, in the name of Jesus. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, as you go, if you will, to the book of Isaiah chapter 43, verses 10 and 11. Let's go there. The word of God says that ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant, whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there is no God formed, neither shall there be after me. Verse 11, even I am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. In the name of Jesus. We're going to be reading quite a few scriptures here, so I'd like for you to take and jot them down as we go along. But another scripture in the book of Isaiah, chapter 44, verse 6. And the word of God says, thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first, and I am the last, and beside me there is no God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. As we continue forth, praise God, we're going to read out of the book of Isaiah, chapter 44, verse 24. I mean, this is good stuff. This is the word of God, and we thank God for the reading of his word and proving to us in his scripture the Godhead in the name of Jesus. To Isaiah chapter 44, verse 24, the word of God says, thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, and he that formed thee from the womb, I am the Lord that maketh all things, that stretch forth the heavens alone, that spreadeth abroad the earth by myself. Record that out of Isaiah chapter 44, verse 24. Then, as we journey down into Zechariah chapter 14, verse 9. Zechariah 14. Chapter 14, verse 9, right before Malachi. And the word of God says, out of Zechariah chapter 14, verse 9, and the Lord shall be king over all the earth. The Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day shall there be one Lord, and his name one. Amen. And his name one. And then as we continue forth, praise God, we read that we have not all one Father. Have not one God created us? We read this out of the book of Malachi, chapter 2, verse 10. There are too many verses in the Old Testament to to reference them. It's just too many. But it is clearly stated that only one God is creator, redeemer, king, the first and the last. That is what's important, our Savior. Many have tried to say that the name Elohim, which is plural word, is in reference to the Trinity of the Godhead, when the rest of the phrases of the surrounding verses refer to God in the singular. Amen? You say, first instance, you see, it says in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Let us go there. And I'm hoping everyone's writing down the verse, the scriptures here. Amen. Amen for cross-reference and go back and look this up. Going to Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. And the word of God says, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Amen. And then we say, so God created man in his image, in his own image. As we look at verse 27, and it says, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created him, male and female created them. Does the Bible contradict itself? No, it does not. So how do we explain this portion of Scripture which refers to the plural us and the singular him? We know that the Bible says that God is a spirit, where Adam and Eve flesh, or were they both? Adam was made of the dust of the ground, which became his flesh. And then God breathed into Adam the breath of life, which came from the Spirit of God, making Adam both flesh and spirit. Was God flesh and spirit? Not yet. God has a foreknowledge and is not restricted in time as we are, that man would sin and that he would have to become our Savior. God looked ahead into the future time and saw what he would look like as a man dwelling on this earth. After he decided what he would look like, he made Adam in his likeness, which was the image of Jesus, who was both flesh and God, the Spirit. Who is journey over to Colossians chapter 1, verse 15, read this. Colossians chapter 1, verse 15. And as we mentioned, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature? Us is referred to as God. And the man is referred to as Jesus, Christ Jesus, who is God manifested in the flesh. Not two persons, but two manifestations of the same person of God. Since Jesus was the expression and the express image of God, when God made us in Jesus' image, he was making us actually in his own image. Conclusion of our lesson one of the Godhead on this evening. We truly, in Jesus' name, want to thank you for joining us on this evening with the teaching of the Godhead, according to what the Word of God says. We will continue forth with the teaching on the Godhead, praise God, on the next time we meet, which will be Tuesday. And at this time, I would like to ask Lady Diane, if you will.
Amen. Praise the Lord, Pastor Shaw.
Praise God, First Lady. How are you?
Oh, I'm just great, enjoying this teaching. Want to give a holler out there to Eric Cole 313. We see you out there, and Eric Cole 330, and all those that are sitting in the chat room. Such an awesome teaching on the oneness of God, the Godhead. And yes, we will be continuing forth on every Tuesday and Thursday. Amen. And looks like the time is actually going to be 6 p.m. We start a little late today, but I don't know what your time, the people that's listening, what their time zone is, but 6 to 8, it'll be 6 to 8 Central Standard Time. If you're in California, that's going to be 4 to 6 Pacific Standard Time. And if you're on a mountain time, which is Colorado, that's going to be from 5 to 7. And if you're on the East Coast, which is Georgia and New York, that's going to be from 7 to 9. Amen. Oh. So I will say, Pastor, if any of the people that's in the studio, if you just perhaps just want to hit one, we'll open up your mic if you just would like to make a comment to the pastor on the study. But this is going to be an ongoing study probably for the next 12 weeks. So we're excited about God bringing forth revelation of who he is. Amen.
Amen. Amen. It would be great if there's anyone who would like to comment on anything in regards to what we're teaching on this day. We just do so much in the ministry. You know, there's so many things that are active in Monument of Hope and Deliverance and on Pastor Shaw and Lady Diane Shaw Ministry and Friends, that it's just so awesome to see how wonderful God is moving in the name of Jesus. And it's so imperative that we come forth with the study on the Godhead. And when we make the days for that to happen, you know, it's so important that we take the time out to come forth and hear with us, saith the Lord. Amen?
Amen. Praise God. So it doesn't look like we're going to have anyone, and we're just so happy that you called in. Please continue to follow us, though. Amen. As we come to the end of our program, we also have, for many of you don't know, we have prayer every morning, Monday through Friday. Pastor, would you give that number and the time? So, you know, I'll say that. Central, we're in Illinois, Springfield, Illinois. So we pray every morning from 9 a.m.
Amen.
To 9:30 a.m.
Amen. Praise God. I love to.
Yes.
We're going to give the number and the times. We have on the Pacific Coast, we have that of 7 a.m. in the morning to 7:30. On Mountain Time, we have from 8 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. We have Central Standard Time, praise God, which is like here in Illinois, from 9 to 9:30 a.m. And then on Eastern Time, we have from 10 to 10:30 a.m. every morning. And the number to call in, praise God, is 774-220-4000. And you press 70050#, and you will come into our corporate prayer. And what we do, praise God, is that Prophetess Lady Diane and I, we share in prayer, and we take prayer requests as well in the mornings, and we do this Monday through Friday. Amen. And in the time that was specified.
Would you be kind enough to take your time and say that again? I'm sure if I was writing it down, I'm a slow writer. For the people that's listening, would you repeat that slowly and give the code again also?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We'd be loved to. That would be Pacific time, which is over in California area, in that area. That's coming from 7 a.m. to 7:30 a.m. Then we have Mountain Time. That time will be from 8 o'clock a.m. to 8:30 a.m. Then we have Central Standard Time, which is like in Illinois area, Wisconsin, so on, which should be 9 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. in the morning. Then we have Eastern Standard Time, which is like Georgia, New York, and so on, from 10 to 10:30 a.m. 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. The Word of God says that in Luke chapter 18, verse 1, is that men ought to always pray and not faint in the name of Jesus.
And what is that number again, Pastor, please? The number
and I'm giving that right now.
Okay.
The number is 774 720-220-4000.
Okay.
You hit 7-0-0-5-0 pound, and you'll come in and hear our corporate prayer as we come forth singing the prayer that day. Amen.
Amen. And also, if you have prayer requests, if you're going through something, maybe you need healing or prayer for your family, we open up the prayer line for you to be able to pray and ask for your prayer requests as well. So this is something we're trying to get out through our Facebook, Blog Talk, Twitter, and Skype, that we do have prayer. It's a powerful prayer Monday through Friday. Amen.
Amen. We also share a scripture for today as well as our devotional time in the name of Jesus as well, devotional reading. So
amen.
I encourage you as well to join us because it's an awesome, power-packed, anointed prayer that goes on in the morning. Amen?
Praise God. Praise God.
Praise God. And so if we don't have anyone that would like to comment at this time, praise God, we do see you out there, 313. We do see you out there, 330. We thank God for you joining us this evening. Praise God. And we just say, like for you to join us every Tuesday and Thursday. Amen? Tuesday and Thursday. And those times again, Prophetess?
The time again is, if you're in California, it's going to be from 4 to 6. And if you are in Mountain Time, that's from 5 to 7. And if you're Central Time Zone, that's from 6 to 8. And also, if you're in the Eastern Time Zone, New York or Georgia, that's going to be 7 to 9. Tonight we start a little later, but starting next week on Tuesday and Thursday, we will be following through. And I'll be putting a flyer on our pages as well. So thank you all so much for joining in with us, and we may God continue to bless you.
Amen. We do want to thank you once again for joining us this evening. I'm your host, Pastor David A. Shaw, Volume of Hope and Deliverance. Well, hope, and I do mean hope, changes everything. Be blessed.
Amen.
I need you to let it fall. they are. Someone's lonely and they need you to comfort them, to comfort them. Someone's lost and they need your guidance. Oh Lord, come on down. Let your Holy Ghost, let your anointing, let your Shekinah glory, let it fall down on me.
God, once again, we want to thank you for joining us on this evening. We love for the presence of the Holy Spirit to fall down on each and every one of us as we render our reality and love on this evening. God bless you for joining us on Pastor Shaw and Lady Diane Shaw, ministry and friends. Until next time we meet, if loving the Lord is wrong, I don't want to be right. God bless you.
Hear the worshipers.